Race 8 on the card, the Japan Racing Association Trophy. What a field this is. Scratchings of 5, Peccadilly and 14, Sly Romance. And Lloyd Williams has given out all his changes here for tactics. We'll get to those in just a moment, but the market first with Nick.
And two of his runners have been the two most popular. Almandan, 6.50 into 5. The best backed runner, Crocodile Rock. Crocodile Rock was posted at $7.50 and has been backed into a $4.40 favourite. Going down the field, Bondi Beach, 19. Kalani Kid, 13 out from 9.50. Aloft, 7. Hans Holbein, 7. Loresso, 23. Swakadelic, 34. Sismontane, 16. Charlevoix, 19. Superhaze, 15. Yogi's been spec'd, $10 into 8. Crocodile Rock, as I said, has been the best backed. Also a $5,000 bet for the Melbourne Cup at $34. And Grand Duke of Tuscany routes out the field at $61. But punters with numbers 1 and 13 in the third leg of the quaddy.
Gee, it's a high-quality race, Warren, isn't it? And through the Hickmott Yard, we've got all of these tactics changes. You across all those?
You always need to credit your source, Greg, and thanks to Team Williams and Rob Hickmott for providing the majority of the work in the speed map here. I think outside of the Team Williams horses, Sismontane will be somewhere near the speed, but we'll have Hans Holbein going forward, not far away from them. We'll be Aloft and Crocodile Rock, and Almandan will settle into a midfield spot. So for a staying race, it should be run at a reasonable tempo.
How good was Almandan first up at Moonee Valley?
I thought he was the run of the day, and I know a lot of other people agreed with that. He was brave and wide and got surging from the 1,200 metre mark. And look, I'm with him because I know he's got the quality, and I think the conditions of this race don't treat him too harshly. I'm scared of a number of the stable mates, and I don't know if I could bet in the race because it's a question of how the race might pan out. But with the solid tempo, with a number of the stable mates rolling along, he should get his chance to show his true staying prowess, and out to the 2,500 metre suits him. I'm with the quality of one, Almandan. I'm keen to see how Hans Holbein goes now out to the 2,500 metres and ridden in a forward position. I think that's his best attribute, and I think we'll see a really good performance from Hans Holbein today. Aloft was terrific last start. He could only be fitter with that first up run under the belt, and Crocodile Rock's the one that it's a little bit of a D-day for Crocodile Rock. Maybe he's just been building his fitness, but we know that the property at Mount Macedon's able to get those miles into the legs, and he's been going around as a short price favourite, particularly last start was arguably disappointing, but he might be improving in fitness, and he gets right down in the weights. 1, 6, 4, and 13.
1, 6, 4, and 13. It looks like it'll be the navy and white.
No. What are the OTI colours? It's sort of yellowy something and blue across, going across the other way. So, just on Almandan, and what a reminder the other day of, you know, sometimes Melbourne Cup winners are more famous than they are good, but the modern Melbourne Cup winners are very, very good horses, aren't they? And I think that was a reminder that even a well-handicapped Melbourne Cup winner like Almandan was, he's a seriously good stayer. And we saw that in that Peccadilly race. The only thing is Peccadilly ran a very plain race up at wherever it was, the Hawkesbury Cup yesterday, wherever that was, Newcastle. And maybe there's a chink in that Peccadilly form, and maybe that accentuated the performance of Almandan, I'm not sure, but I'm just going with Loresho here. I think the lesson we learned at the Valley, we just went off one early last start. But we went off one early. I think he'll really peak today, Loresho. The challenge is for him to be good enough against the Mount Macedon Army today. But if you're looking for a horse ready for a peak run, then this is the day for Loresho. He now just has to be good enough to pull it off. To beat Almandan, Aloft was terrific on a light preparation the other day. He can only be improved with race fitness. I'd imagine he's a really good horse. And for fourth, Hans Holbein, leaving out half the Mount Macedon Army here, but at great risk, I'm leaving it out of my winning selection, Greg. But I really think he's ready to peak Loresho at good odds. 7 on top from 1, 4, and 6.
7, 1, 4, and 6. Can we work anything out with the riders that the Hickmott Stable have used here, Dean? Which is the push?
No, I don't know there, Greg, either. But I've narrowed them down to 4 of the 6, and they're the 4 I'm taking in the quaddy. So I'm with Hans Holbein, who Beau Mertens has been riding all the way sort of through. So he sticks with him, and I've been mentioning that I just think he'll be a lot better at Flemington, and he gets his chance to prove that today. Almandan, he was outstanding first up. I'm not too worried about that form. I don't think Peccadilly ran the trip yesterday, but Almandan, certainly Flemington, and his form overall is great, but his form beyond 2,000 metres is just outstanding. Crocodile Rock, I think he'll appreciate the weight drop. He's not very big, and now he's going up in grade, but I think the weight drop is significant, and Aloft is so genuine, and he came to form straight away with his win first up. 6-1, 13 and 4.
Dean, if you were to pluck one of the Williams runners out of this race as a Melbourne, as your number one Melbourne Cup pick of this group, which one would it be?
It'd still have to be Almanden, Matty, I think. Because he was a fairly lightly weighted cup winner, he's not excessively weighted this year. Of the emerging ones, it'd be Hans Holbein, but he's an on-pace runner. Whether he's got the style to win a Melbourne Cup, it doesn't translate that often that, you know, bold front-running horses win Melbourne Cups.
Okay, I'm going to go with Almanden as well. He's never been beaten in Australia, 2,200 metres plus, and his first up run was just a super run to beat 4 Aloft, 6 Hans Holbein, and 13 Crocodile Rock. So I've got the all the navy colours up there, and it's going to be an intriguing race.